Blog Talk Radio.
WD Miss B Radio.
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? What you what you talking about?
Wait a minute! Weren't you listening?
I have a dream.
Ladies with an attitude. Fellas that were in the mood, don't just stand there, let's get to it. Strike a pose, there's nothing to it.
The music just turns me on.
Turn it up!
Oh, yeah!
Oh, my God, is he nuts?
Everybody, 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 everybody.
Now we come to the payoff.
Everybody, 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 everybody.
All right, all right, all right. You're live, BWD Radio, with me, your host, Miss V. A little behind schedule here. My switchboard seems like it wanted to give me a hard time, but I am here, and I have our guest with me. I'm going to go ahead and bring him on in. Hey, Tay, you with me?
Yeah, I'm with you.
All right. Tay Giannis, neo-soul hip-hop singer, songwriter. Apologize a little bit. My studio decided it wanted to get upgraded, so my bad. It's all love. It's all love. But I think I told you earlier, my day's been off. I think it's a test.
It's all good.
But anyway, it's all good. I like that. Great attitude. Now, I have your latest single. It's titled My Coffee Brown. I have that ready and on deck for the listeners. Okay. Now, I like how My Coffee Brown, I like how it simultaneously it brings the listener from, it goes from an upbeat, actually it comes in with a little bit of soul, and then it kicks into upbeat. So it has that hip-hop kind of feel, yet there's that fusion of soul in there, which kind of puts the listener in, I picture myself behind the wheel taking a cruise mode. So,
okay.
I'm definitely feeling this track. So now, is Tay Giannis, am I saying it correct, Tay Giannis?
Yes, yes you are.
Oh, okay, great. Is that your born name or your stage name as well? As go ahead and let us know where you're originally from and where you are now.
Okay, Tay Giannis is my stage name, of course. Can't give you my real name, though. But Tay Giannis
is definitely fine.
Oh, yes, but Tay Giannis is definitely my stage name. Giannis actually means God is gracious, so I actually incorporated that with my real name and kind of put that together. I'm originally from Dallas, Texas, born and raised. I'm a Texas baby. But right now I'm currently in Sacramento, California, so between Sacramento and the Bay Area. So that's kind of where I am right now.
All right. That's what's up. Get a little bit of Texas and a little bit of a West in you as well. I like that. I like that. Tell us how you started out when your musical journey actually began, as well as
okay. So around, let's see.
You go from.
I would say my. Hello. Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
Hello?
So my musical journey, yes, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, so my musical journey started when I was around 13, 14 years old. I actually started out playing the trumpet and the violin. you know, just getting into that live field. Music runs in my family. So, but, you know, just kind of growing up a little bit, like they actually kind of got rid of some of the jazz programs that we had in my school. And they went to marching band. I wasn't really feeling that. So just kind of from there, I actually just kind of started writing a little bit more poetry. And from there, it's just like, you know, just diving into hip-hop as a whole, you know, because I'm a real big fan of, like, Nas and Digable Planets and the Fugees and Bahamadia. You know, just different people like that that actually just kind of inspired me to just kind of just, you know, take it more towards of a hip-hop flavor. You know what I mean? And plus, being from Texas, I'm definitely inspired by a lot of, you know, Screwed Up Click and, you know, Trader Truth. Just different artists like that, but, you know, it just kind of took me a long time to just actually develop the style, what you hear right now. But that's just kind of how I kind of got started, you know, just listening to hip-hop, but actually coming from a live music background. I just kind of meshed those two things together, and like I said, we got the Tayana sound that you hear now.
Oh, absolutely. I definitely agree. You know, even though you have your musical influences, you have definitely created your own style and sound, and that's evident. Now, what inspired your latest single, My Coffee Brown, and what can the listener expect from the track's sound and storytelling outside of what I said, but in your own words and point of view?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, My Coffee Brown was actually... It was actually a letter to my wife. You know, she actually, she wrote me a letter.
Aww.
One day, and it was just like, yeah, I know. It was super dope. And, you know, but it, instead of me actually coming off saying, okay, I'm going to just do it back, it's like, I think more so I just actually wanted to kind of spew what I had on my heart over into my music. So I wound up coming with the production, you know what I'm saying, which was produced by my man Bink Wills, and my boy Chris Keys is actually playing the Fender Rhodes on it. It just kind of just inspired me really to just kind of just go in and just, you know, just really just, you know, just tell, you know, tell my story to her and just let her know that she's appreciated. But on the flip side, Coffee Brown is actually another name that I hope that my brothers out there will use towards our females instead of calling them, you know, derogatory terms, you know, because it's like, mm-hmm. That seems like the popular thing now. But actually, when I came up with the name Coffee Brown, you know what I'm saying? It just kind of stuck with me because I just hope that, you know, that's just something that we will be able to use to uplift our sisters instead of actually degrade them. So, but other than that, I mean, just everything just really flowed. It had that DC feel that I love, you know, that soulful feel that I love. And then I was also listening to Brown Sugar one day, and I was like, yeah, I think this could work.
Great. Now, it almost sounds as well as when you're talking about Stronger, and you released just prior to My Coffee Brown, you released the Stronger Soul Sister, correct?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did. I love that record.
Yeah, it's definitely a good record. So far, I have not heard anything that I did not like from you. So you can go.
Oh, thank you.
But anyway, so
thank
why don't you go ahead and tell us? You're welcome. So now go ahead and tell us what inspired that track and what, you know, because I want you to tell us where we can go get your music. But before you do that, let us know what they would expect on that track versus the My Coffee Brown.
Well, Stronger Soul Sister was actually a song that I actually wrote for my sisters as a whole, because it's just like, you know, just kind of growing up in a single family household, you know, just kind of just watching my mom raise me and my aunts and, you know, just different people in my life. You know what I mean? It was definitely just a dedication to them that, you know, it's like, you know, us as men, we do see that, and just how we look to portray it and how we are in a position to uplift our sisters. That's just something that definitely was on my heart at the time, because it was just, you know, I just kind of had that feeling that a lot of women in my life were struggling at some point in time. So I actually said to myself, I'm like, you know what, instead of just, you know, just letting it go and just letting it be and actually talking to them, I actually want to put that on wax and just let them know, like, hey, you know, we do appreciate you and we thank you for being you, doing what you do. And, you know, just, I mean, like I said, we don't get that a lot in music, you know what I mean? So it's like I always want to be the one that steps outside of the box just to let them know, like, hey, I appreciate you.
Aw. It's almost like you are appreciated, just like That just made me, not saying you sound like that at all, it's just the way you explained that made me think of Tupac. You know, his mama song, You Are Appreciated.
Oh, yeah.
Love like
that
I
record.
Said, it's
your
not
mama.
Saying that, yeah. I'm not saying that your music or anything relates to that. It's just that I love the way you explain that. It looks like outside of releasing tracks, because that is definitely an accomplishment, you know, in themselves. Outside of that, as a recording artist, what do you feel has been one of your greatest accomplishments?
You know what, just being, you know, like I said, I moved to the Northern California region around 2007. But just big accomplishments that I've had, it's like in 2009, I actually won a Modesto Area Music Awards. It was a city that I was living in at the time. You know, they noticed my efforts in music, and they actually awarded me with, you know, the best urban artist for that year. And then this past year, I was also nominated for a Sacramento Area Music Award. Didn't win that year, but the thing is that it's just like I'm just really appreciative of just people who just really notice my music. And, you know, because like I said, it's like my touch is not necessarily the touch that you hear every day when it comes down to music, but just people just actually noticing, you know, noticing that portion of my music. And just, you know, just giving me that time just to say, hey, we appreciate you. We recognize what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Keep it up. You know, and also just, you know, just being reached out to being reached out by, you know, a lot of big artists just saying like, hey, you know, we dig what you do. And, just keep pushing. So, but I would say that would be, yeah, I definitely would say that would be like some of the highlights. But like from here on out, it's like sky's the limit, you know.
That's right. That's right. Absolutely. Now, why don't you go ahead, let us know, live events, music videos. I think you had mentioned an EP as well in your wonderful biography. Go ahead and share with us, you know, what's next for Tay Giannis?
Well, like I said, I have my EP coming out. It's actually coming out this January. Like right now we're working the single My Coffee Brown, which is on iTunes. So if you're looking out for me, my name is spelled TEYYANIIS. And if you type in Tay Giannis in iTunes, it will take you to the link, and it will actually, you know, kind of give you my catalog. So if you would like to support, I would really appreciate it. But like this January, I'm actually dropping my debut EP, which is called The Soul Jones Collection, which is produced majority by my man Bink Wills and Chris Keys. So, and it's actually featuring some really, really dope soul artists from the Northern California region, like my sister Miss Mouthpiece, my sister Zaya Bell, my man Malik Jay's on there killing it with the guitar, Sean Rayford's on there playing the saxophone, Chris Keys, my man Rashad Carlton, shout out to Rashad, and my girl Tracy Soul. They're pretty much, you know, just pretty much people in the Northern California area that's really pushing the envelope when it comes down to soul music. And like I said, you know, just from the bottom of my heart, I appreciate them for just coming to fellowship with me and really put this thing together. But, yeah, like right now we're just working My Coffee Brown. My second single will be out in October, which is called Here's Tonight. And like I said, that will actually lead us up into the new year for me to drop my project.
All right. Well, before we get into that single and let you carry on with your evening, why don't you go ahead, you know, give us your Twitter, your website. Go ahead and give us that that nice little social media lowdown.
Okay. Okay. Right on. Well, you could actually log on to my website, which is www.tayyanis.com, which Tayyanis is spelled TEYYANIIS. And if you would like to follow me on all my social media sites, everything is at Tayyanis. Instagram, Facebook, SoundCloud, everything is at Tayyanis. So, and also you could just Google me at Tayyanis and you'll pretty much find everything that, you know, that you need to find out about me, you know. And also too, I would definitely like to give a shout out to my producer Bink Wills, Chris Keys, Mouthpiece, Zaya Bell, Sean Rayford, Malik J, the whole New Union Music Collective, Miss V, of course, with BWD Radio. Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate you.
Appreciate that. All right. Well, why don't you go ahead? It was a pleasure chopping it up with you. Go ahead and take us into this Cuffy Brown.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, peace and blessings. My name is Tayanis, and this is my new single, My Cuffy Brown. It's love right here on BWD Radio.
That's what's up.
And her vibe got us perfectly paired. Some forever search you, but to match you is rare. See her mind like my sky, like flares. We step up on that scene like we're slicker this year. And see, it's a blessing to share my world with someone I can embrace God's word with. We bout as solid as a fossil, that's the way that we rock. We was made for each other just like he's to a lot. And by faith it was my magnetism that I saw something more and looked past my vision. Just like a short-term goal, I keep my mind on her. Something like calm sense, the way the light shines on her. For every king to prosper, a Cleopatra's needed. So for my Cuffy Brown, it's nothing less than queen treat. I tell you the truth, I can't even lie because I love me some of you. I'm digging your style, I'm digging your grace, I'm digging your fire. I dig that you're there because you're my Cuffy Brown. Cause you're my Cuffy Brown. Through her eyes, I can see a path of a soul sublime. See, compatible signs in the twine creates an elegant vibe. She from the hood, but I'm intrigued by her intelligent mind. She's my comfort when I'm home from the grind. That's why I will always stay 10 toes down. See, she's powerful on the inside, beautiful on the surface of my soul. She feels good, like Sunday morning service. On Saturday afternoon, we in tune with the swoon, letting the smooth bloom from notes and jazz tunes. I love the moon blue, plus I love my Cuffy Brown. Whenever she needs me, I'm the anchor to hold her down. Cause I can be the spirit that'll lift her up. The heavens looking up when they look at us. For every king to prosper, a Cleopatra's needed. So for my Cuffy Brown, there's nothing less than queen treat. Tell you the truth, I can't even lie because I love me some of you. I'm digging your style, I'm digging your grace, I'm digging your fire. I dig that you're there because you're my Cuffy Brown.